Captain across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Only going forward cause we can't find the Earth.
Lieutenant,
Brian McTavish is here, and he wants to talk about one of his favorite events of the year. Planet Comic-Con is rolling this weekend, and that makes you a happy boy, doesn't it?
Well, it makes me happy.
You're
and a lot
big comic book guy.
All the pop culture and comic-loving folks out there. This is indeed the largest pop culture and comic book convention every year in Kansas City. And what are we singing about there? Klingons and Star Trek
things? I guess. That sounds like what
well,
it is.
Well, you know, the special guest.
Sulu's going to be here.
Mr. Sulu of Star Trek fame, George Takei.
George Takei, who's been here before.
Yeah. What a great guy. What a fascinating, interesting guy. And has a huge social media following.
I was going to say, he is just as bigger today than he was when he was on Star Trek,
right? It's always nice when you can just loom larger as a legend as the years go by.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Okay, lots to talk about here. We could just spend the next few minutes talking about the show, but we can't. So let's give George Takei. We mentioned him. Will Wheaton. As a kid, he'll be there. Lots of celebrity guests. Oh, by the way, okay, he's there. He used to be on Star Trek Next Generation, and he was one of the kids in Rob Reiner's classic coming-of-age flick, Stand By Me. He's also a recurring character on Big Bang Theory, which centers on the power of nerd culture, including comic book collecting. But before we get to some of the other guests, you know, it's moving downtown this year.
Is that right?
Longtime home in Overland Park.
Bartle Hall.
That's right. Planet Comic-Con downtown, Bartle Hall. It's a great move. This shindig was just getting too big for its existing home.
And you're going to be there all weekend, aren't you?
I'm there now, Steve.
Yes.
Okay. Also, Peter Mayhew.
Christmas time for you.
4th of July, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
All of it. Yeah.
Okay. Peter Mayhew, the guy in the Chewbacca suit, the guy in the Star Wars movies as Chewbacca. He'll be visiting with fans. He is so... Have you ever had him on the show?
Who?
Peter Mayhew. He's like 6'9 or 10. He's all of Chewbacca's height. Wonderful guy. Very nice, thoughtful Brit to get to know over an autograph. Very gracious fellow. He'll be there. You should shake his hand and he will shake yours. Lee Merriweather, 1960s sci-fi cast member of the Time Tunnel.
She was Catwoman in Batman.
In the movie.
In the movie.
In the movie, Batman in the 60s.
TV?
Not in the TV, no.
Right.
Extraordinary Silver Age comic book artist Neil Adams, who brought a heightened sense of realism to the comics page in the late 1960s, basically made Batman and Superman look...
You can hardly contain yourself. You're so excited.
We need an hour.
Say hi to Lee Merriweather for me.
I will. Oh, and let's not forget, Lindsay Wagner. I'll say hi. The Bionic Woman.
Lindsay Wagner will be here.
And I know you're secretly thinking, Brian, what do you want to get done this weekend at Planet Comic-Con? I want to go up to Lindsay Wagner and have her autograph. I want her Joan Hancock on my copy of Bionic Woman number one. It's going to be a great time downtown. Boy, I'll see you there.
What do we have here?
We're covering some ground. It's the sushi showdown. I can't even say that. Sushi showdown, sushi eating contest.
My
it's a competitive eating challenge.
It's good for you compared to hot dogs.
Well, I don't know. That's a lot of sushi. 24 sushi maniacs. I don't know what else to call them. And for good reason, you have to be 18 years or older. 3 to 6 p.m. at the Raw Sushi Restaurant. Admission is free to watch. The price you have to pay to eat all that sushi. If you win, you get like a year supply of sushi from the restaurant. It'll be... It's something to watch.
But it's free.
It's free to watch. It's free to enter, but I think everyone... It's 24 competitors, I think, they've already signed up. Are you a sushi guy?
I'm getting there, actually. I'm getting better at it.
My wife is. I gawk at people who love sushi. See you there.
KCUR.org for all of Brian's picks.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much?
We're talking dogs, not in the window, but on the lawn, right?
Well, now, it's interesting. Great song pick there, Doggy in the Window, right? Well, a doggy in the window is like a picture. It's like a framed picture of a doggy.
That's right.
So this Dogs on the Lawn event, it's a day out for pooches and the people they bring with them at, yes, the south side of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
My
it's an art
goodness.
Thing. 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. This is absolutely free. So whether you're an art-loving dog lover or a dog-loving art lover...
Why do you want to do this?
If you have a doggy, You want to walk the doggy. You want the doggy to meet other doggies, and it's always fun to meet other doggy lovers.
So it's just a dog thing on
the
lawn.
No. Here's the deal. I like the way you boil that puppy down. Oh, how do you like that? What do you do there? You make dog T-shirts. You dip your pet's paws in paint. You take photos with your pooch. And then the humans get to go inside and look at the art. But here's the deal. Why not bring the art outside to the dogs? You know why? Because then the art would be going to the dogs, and we can't have that,
okay.
Can we, Steve?
All right. And that is Mr. Benny Goodman himself, right?
Who else but himself?
I'm glad you're highlighting this one.
I am glad, too. This is really a cool event.
It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, KC Jazz Orchestra with guest clarinetist Ken Peplowski. Benny couldn't make it. It's the 75th anniversary celebration, a historic event of Benny Goodman's 1938 Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert, 7:30 tonight at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. This concert in 1938, as all you Benny Goodman fans and jazz aficionados know, legitimized jazz and swing. It was a most significant event in the history of American popular music. They did 1 o'clock jump. They did Stompin' at the Savoy. They did Sing, Sing, Swing. And this is your chance this weekend to swing, swing, swing in the memory of Benny in that famous concert, 7:30 tonight, Kauffman Center.
And finally today.
Could it be that the lady is me? It feels too good.
That's one of the prom songs from Carrie.
The musical Carrie.
Ah.
Yeah, boy, poor Carrie.
No country music today. We're getting through a whole McTavish thing without country music.
Squint your
Kim
ears.
Kim Noble's going nuts. She's happy.
Squint your ears. That almost sounds country. You could do a country arrangement of that. But this is not the musical. This fine film-centric event is Carrie Slaughter Prom 2013. It's a screening of the original 1976 Brian De Palma horror flick with scary prom attire encouraged and special prizes for the horrific King and Queen. It's 7 o'clock tonight at the Screenland Armor Theater in North Kansas City.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Don't forget comic books.
One more good list.
Comic books are books. They are books, my friend.
God, you're into that. I love that about you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, our critics return to review the latest indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kratzky of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.